this plant under the most severe experiences, dryness and heat, it learned how to say yes. And it says yes in a way that all these painters with their lush colors can't even approach.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, things that bloom in the desert. The Nature Stories podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Samantha Brown. This piece comes from Stories from the Heart of the Land, the public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to tell you more.
A dependence on nature can take many forms. Some people find salvation in it. Charles Bowden is an environmental writer, also known for his crime writing, especially about the violent drug trade. At his home in Tucson, Arizona, he keeps a garden on a small lot next to an alleyway.
I live on a tiny city lot because I forgot to make a million. And so I put in vines with trellises to create barriers so that every place I sat, I saw a different yard. And that's what I've created, the sanctuary for my own mind. And trust me, my mind needs sanctuary.
Producer Jeff Rice, who got a tour of the garden, called it an oasis. For Bowden, his garden is an affirmation of life.
All cactus come from the Western Hemisphere. And cereus are almost all night bloomers, and they're almost always white because they bloom at night. Now this little patch, which is what, 12 feet by 8 feet, has so far this summer produced 350 flowers, and it'll probably produce 400 or 500. And of course you can't expect them. If you grow the plant, you can never expect the bloom. One morning here, there were 253 blooms in this patch. The neighbors must have been gagging for 2 blocks because of the scent. Probably killed a couple people. This is Silenus cereus taurantus. Now the flower on this cactus is the largest cactus flower in the world. It's the size of a dinner plate, 12 to 14 inches. It blooms one night a year. It opens about 9 p.m. and closes at 4 a.m. And we used to have people over here for parties to see it because no matter who they are, what their background, they look at it and they just are staggered. Because the petals open so fast, you can see them move, and it just hangs there, this giant pie plate hanging off a tree. I'm not claiming it's like a Corvette, but you can sit there and just watch the petals move. This plant, under the most severe experiences, dryness and heat, it learned how to say yes. And it says yes in a way that all these painters with their lush colors can't even approach. I don't believe any theory of simply utility or behaviorism, whatever they call it, can explain the beauty of a cactus flower. My God, there must be an easier way to get pollinated or to mate than to produce this enormous flower. This flower is a lesson. It's the Van Gogh of flowers. Something's gone past the edge. Well, that's why I keep growing it. It's one of my touchstones to keep me alive. Like, this is what life's about. You know, dozens and dozens of species here. Every year you stick more things in the ground, and you start to think, my God, you're Noah, and you've built an ark. And if you want a statement of yes, of life against death, grow a cactus.
In relation to human history, Charles Bowden wrote this about the desert. For if nature is one thing for certain, in my time it is this. Nature is an escape from history, a place beyond events. see photos of Charles Bowden's garden, taken by producer Jeff Rice, visit heartoftheland.org.
That piece was made for Atlantic Public Media's series Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Jay Allison and Emily Botine. Bill Frizzell composed and performed the music. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.